Hello. There's something that's always bothered me about Twitch. No, it's not all the drama and the soulless, uncaring corporation behind it. It's the fact that the website has always seemed very small. What do I mean by that? I mean that it's a niche website, right? Despite having all these users and having all this growth and everything and all these millions of streams, it feels very small. When news happens on Twitch, everybody on Twitch seems to know about it. And websites have this big impact, like Reddit, livestream fail or have these huge impacts on these communities, and yet they're a very small percentage of the user base. So what is going on here? Why does Twitch feel like this niche website? So I decided to look into that, and with the help of some friends, I came across some really interesting answers that nobody has talked about before. And that's what we're going to talk about in this video today. We're going to talk about why the website feels very niche and discovered some things that I've never seen anywhere else that is going to be really cool. So join me for that. So if you know me, and I'm Devin Nash, I cover all kinds of stuff in the new media world, and also do some like business and like financial stuff on here and on Patreon. You know that I love stats and I love Notepad, so we're gonna break that stuff out right away. And we're gonna go over some stats. So let's look at just like in general, like what like the first idea of like Twitch feeling very small is because it actually is. So there's about 17,241,329 streams. And on average, this is per month, right? So we're just going to look over a 30-day. And if you're like a stats geek, this like video is for you. Okay, so on average, about 89,978 channels were live. And this data is all just pulled and scraped from, thanks to Solidome. Okay, and the average concurrent viewers, that means how many people were watching those, is about 2 million. Okay, and that gives you about a 21-to-1 ratio of people that are watching streams. So for every 22, I'm sorry, for every one stream, there's about 22 viewers per stream, okay? And that number has gone, it gets higher and higher as time goes on because the website is becoming more saturated and the growth rate doesn't match the amount of people wanting to broadcast. But if you've ever looked into like YouTube and being a Twitch streamer are very highly desired jobs, everybody's talking about being the next content creator. So the number of people that watch streams is lower than lower than the number of people that are streaming. So this number actually did go down last year because of COVID. So the website grew a lot, but we expect this number to keep increasing, this ratio to keep dividing. So out of these people, about 9 million of them streamed once per month. Okay, once in the month, I should say. And getting a daily active user count is difficult. We know that 15 million daily active users were on the website as of 2019. So if we fast forward a couple of years, we can probably safely say there's probably 20 million DAUs, daily active users, people that use the website on a daily basis, okay? So this gives you an idea of the scale of Twitch in its totality, all right? Well, now let's look at something like YouTube, okay? So YouTube has 350 million daily active users. Just on iOS. That's just the people that are using the iOS app, okay? It's 62% of the United States uses it every day. And about 2.3 billion users worldwide, which encompasses about 1/4 of the earth. So when you hear something happen on YouTube, it is in a segment that the vast majority of people using YouTube will not hear about. On Twitch, when something happens, just the sheer number of people that are available to be interested is just far, far less. So then, don't worry, I'm like, you're saying, okay, well, if you're caught up on this stuff and you're kind of a marketer or you watch this channel a lot, you might say, well, this is nothing I don't already know. I know that YouTube is bigger than Twitch, so what? Let's start looking at some really interesting stats that I think are going to be way, way more interesting and kind of culminate in some bigger stuff. So the big thing about Twitch is that Twitch, on average, people watch 105 minutes of content per session, okay? This is a crazy number, and if you don't believe me, you can go to a website like twitchtracker.com. I just pulled up XQC's last stream here. Look at this. On average, each viewer watched 70 minutes of this broadcast. This is like the number one streamer on the platform, right? 70 minutes. That means that somebody watched 70 minutes of XQC. I can't even watch 2 minutes of XQC, but they watched 70 somehow. Okay, and that's the biggest streamer on the platform. So on average, right, the people are going to watch longer, especially in middle to smaller tier streams. So that's a crazy number. To give you a perspective on how crazy that number is, the average amount of time that a person watches the Super Bowl, the most watched event in America, is 52 minutes, okay? So people watch XQC on average longer than that. So we can determine from that that Twitch users are dedicated and they're power users, more so than any other platform. So as far as I know, people on Twitch watch more content than any other platform in existence. I don't think YouTube even comes close. And the average Twitch viewer watches a ton of content, so they're plugged in, okay? So that's the first thing to know. But it gets a little bit more interesting. I said, you know, one of the things that I hear all these streamers talking about is like, especially top streamers, they love doing this. Like, well, my community isn't like this guy's community. My community trends older. My community trends to be like more people like this, or my community trends like this. So what if I told you that the vast majority of those communities are just the same people? And I can prove it. How can I prove it, you ask? Well, there's a phenomenal website. It's called streamhatchet.com. Streamhatchet.com actually produces these phenomenal reports on like kind of the state of things that are going on. And you can actually go download them for free. I'm not sponsored by these guys. I just like them a lot. And they send me some data that I think is really cool. And you can go look at some of the data they have. And it's really interesting. This is like a website that's completely free. They do have a paid for service, which is important if you're an agency or something like that. You can definitely garner some insights from them. But it's really fascinating stats here. And that's streamhatchet.com. They provided me with a couple of really interesting stats. Let's take a look. So among the top two streamers on Twitch, 16.9% of the audience was the same people. So that's almost 2 in 10 people, right? And you'll see that among smaller streamers, only 3.9% of the audience was shared. But this gets crazier. Like, let's take a look at this. So when comparing the top streamers, comparing the top 3 streamers and the overlap with the top 5 streamers broadcasting in English in September of 2021, so it's very recent, right? There was 26% average shared audience. So 3 in 10 people are the same, right? So why does this website feel like it's so niche? Why does this website feel like everyone is talking about the same stuff? Because it's the same people talking about it. That's also why Reddit, by the way, where these communities tend to congregate, oftentimes have these same like communities that are battling. So all of these broadcasters that say, okay, well, my community is different or whatever, is literally the 3 in 10 of your users are exactly the same as another person's, right? So this gets crazy when you consider, well, okay, what about this former stat that says, well, 3.9% of mid-tier streamers, much smaller streamers, right? It's like are not the same. What's going on there? Well, what's happening there is that for smaller and medium streams, users aren't coming from Twitch as much. And what do I mean by that? So imagine Twitch as kind of like a pyramid, and at the top are basically all the same users consuming mostly the same streams. The way this data is aggregated is that bots, if you go into smaller streams or middle like tier streams, you'll see the same usernames hanging out in those streams. What those streams are, what they're doing is they're scraping information on all live streams, and they get this data and they aggregate it. So that only counts logged in users. So in reality, this number is actually quite a bit higher because it would only see logged in users and then be able to dictate that. So what it would do is it would take 10 channels, okay? It would copy and paste the users on them. And then since it's always on, it would just monitor the number of users that are going between those channels. And this is particularly easy to do for top Twitch streams because you don't have a huge sample size. So for smaller and medium streams, users aren't actually coming from Twitch as much. They're coming from third-party websites. So that's why you don't see that huge huge difference here, is because once a user is on Twitch, remember when I said that they are very dedicated, that they watch an average of 105 minutes per content per session? So that means that at the top of this pyramid are users basically watching the same people and the same thing every day for a huge amount of time. Then at the bottom, there are, which kind of like evens out the bottom like middle tier of the pyramid, there are users who are watching for far less time, which drives that average down, but they are watching, they're coming from other places. And there's a lesson here for smaller content creators and medium content creators, which is a lesson that I talk about a lot, which is don't try to grow on Twitch, because the top users own the Kingmaker system. They own this whole ecosystem. It's very hard to break into that ecosystem. If you look at the people who have broken into that user that ecosystem, almost all of them have done so by collaborating with those people. So what is why is that? Well, because as soon as a person starts collaborating, so Mizkif is notorious for this, right? Where I don't even know how many streamers Mizkif has created. It's a huge amount, though, because as soon as somebody walks through that door, those same users become enamored in the kind of whole story. And Twitch is, at its core, I think, at this top level, really kind of a drama-baiting website. And this is kind of one of the problems with it. This is, I think, one of the things that's holding it back from being a larger website like YouTube is that if you want to be in the know of what's happening on Twitch in this ecosystem, you've got to be one of these power users that's like jumping between all of these communities and seeing what everybody's talking about, because everything is about like this guy getting banned, this person saying this word, this person doing this and whatnot. And it's hard for a user who is like brand new to the platform to come in and be like, hey guys, like what's going on? Like, oh wait, there's 10 people in like the Mizkif continuum. And now Lindy's here and like all this stuff is going on. Like what the heck? For a YouTuber, it's much easier for them to consume content based on the content itself. So for example, it's like, I just want to learn like weird science facts and then I'll just go check out channels like that. You can't do that as much on the platform because there's no discoverability for those things. You don't discover people by the nature of the content on Twitch. You discover it by the person. And as long as that exists, it will be very difficult for Twitch to grow beyond this kind of like weird niche website where this core ecosystem of people sort of runs the show, runs the circus, if you will, and runs the drama. Now, once I realized that, I was like, man, I should start doing more stuff on YouTube because it's so much more accessible to create something. Even talking about Twitch on YouTube is more effective than streaming on Twitch talking about Twitch. Okay, so like if I run a Twitch live stream that talks about Twitch meta, I'm more effective doing that on YouTube. One, because the pure number of users is so much higher, but also because people search by the nature of the content that they're interested in on the platform. So I think this in the long term has like really interesting. There's a really interesting reality for Twitch, which is like, how do you start to filter? So one of the things that Twitch has done is like, can we filter these users down into the smaller or medium sized streams? I would argue that you can't. I don't think you can. So what I'm saying is like, if a person that's like, wait, let's say that you're a 105 minute of content person, that's an average, by the way. So there's plenty of people that are watching for like 4 or 5 hours a day, right? And you know who you are. Some of you are listening to this right now. And you're like checking out Trainwreck's stream. You're checking out like the Hassan drama. Oh my God. Like what did XQC say? Like you're in it, right? You're in this circle. You know everything that's going on. You upvoted every thread. Like you're in it, okay? For those people, what would it take to watch small to medium sized streamers more than they watch these people? It would be very difficult to do because all of the upper level of Twitch as reflected in these stats is like kind of a sitcom. And like you're seeing that happen with like what a lot of the top streamers are doing now is they're quite literally just copying and pasting shows from like 10 to 20 years ago on TV and then putting them over like Jeopardy. Okay. That's the meta of the content on Twitch right now. And it's so fascinating because it's just the same people that are consuming this content and then talking about it. So unfortunately, what this does is it creates like what I call a kingmaker system, which is like the top of this like little pyramid is going to stay that way. It's really difficult for those people to at the small and medium levels to kind of compete or get anywhere with their content. So the solution to this is for small and medium sized creators to continue to do external marketing and to understand this problem and stop trying to grow on Twitch and start trying to bring people to the website off the platform, predominantly by making YouTube videos or like if you're doing educational content, you can do LinkedIn stuff or you can talk on Twitter. There's a bunch of different, like pretty much every platform is more discoverable than Twitch. No, every platform is more discoverable than Twitch. I would get discovered. You get literally, if you're a small, medium sized streamer and you hold a sign in like a popular airport, you have a much higher chance of getting viewers than if you did actually stream on Twitch and try to pull these people, because it doesn't matter. A lot of people are saying, well, like Twitch is implementing recommendation systems and suggested streams. Well, it's great, right? Or search functionality. None of these people will leave because they're all kind of caught in this, what the Rig Veda would say, the great play, right? they're all involved in this ongoing storyline that you're not a part of. And what you get is quite literally a high school situation, not just because the drama that it comes out of this freaking thing is basically high school drama, but also because it's the cool kids over here at the lunch table and the people like me that never got to eat with them and now are stuck making videos like this and wearing all black because I'm really angry at the world. So it's really difficult for those people to actually get involved in that circle. Pretty much the only way to do it is to get invited into that circle of people at the lunch table and then get to talk to them, which is why you see any of the broadcasters that are coming up through Twitch are like not these like random small, medium-sized broadcasters anymore that just end up being there because they created great content and they show up. That's really, really rare. More often than not, the broadcasters that are growing are sitting in these circles with the top broadcasters and doing content with them, a lot of times in real life now. And that consistency of that same audience that we see here actually brings those people over to that stream, and then the like they become kind of part of that continuum, right? So I just thought this was fascinating, and it kind of there's just a lot of really interesting stats that verified a lot of the suspicions that I've had about Twitch for a long time, and so I wanted to talk about it. If you like this kind of stuff, I talk about this kind of stuff and like business and lifestyle stuff a lot on Patreon. Patreon.com/DevinNash is a great way to support this channel. And for $5, you get like over 40 or 50 videos. I produce like 2 or 3 a week usually. And also you could go check out Stream Hatchet too. Again, not sponsored, but I just think they're cool. It's really nice of them to provide stats like this. And I hope you enjoyed this talk. If you did, leave a comment and tell me what you think. Thanks, everybody. Bye.